Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live out here at First Horizon Park. The Nashville Sounds in action tonight. And joining us now is DeRicky Wright, Vanderbilt defensive back. And we'll talk ball. We'll here talk some doors, but I want to talk about the Boys and Girls Club. I saw them walk out on the field, and their eyes were just so bright. They were so excited. I hear them laughing and playing out there. You are awfully involved in the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. What is your role, and what made you so passionate about getting involved with the organization?
So my role is just to help wherever I can.
Yeah, get that like that.
Especially
with this rain, the city sounds everywhere. Yeah.
My role is just to help in any ways I can, whether that's bringing awareness to the program. Miss Erica and the staff is doing a great job. They're having like the little 615 day today. And yeah, like you were saying, just being able to see all the kids smile and being able to play around and stuff, it just brings joy to my heart. So, and me personally, Boys and Girls Club has been something that's just been a part of my life since I was young. I was a part of it back in Alabama. So it just really just put a lot of my heart back then, helped me learn values and stuff that I still carry to this day. So, of course, I wanted to give back. So,
how special for you to be able to give back in your new home here in Nashville to an organization that gave you so much growing up?
Can you say that again?
What a special opportunity is for you to give back to something that gave you so much growing up. What was your experience like as a kid with Boys and Girls Club in Alabama?
I grew up not in the best situation. The Boys and Girls Club gave me an outlet. Just let me be a kid, not having to worry about different things or anything. So, it left a humongous footprint on my heart. So I just want to thank Miss Erica and them for allowing me to help in any way I can. So,
what's kind of been your favorite thing or maybe your biggest highlight of being able to work with Boys and Girls Club here?
Like I'm doing today, just being able to help out with the kids, just to see the joy on their faces. Of course, like be a little competitive in ping pong and stuff like that. But just being able just to work with them, just to see their smiles, just to learn about them and everything. So,
awesome. Good for you. And they are so stinking cute.
Yeah, they are.
Now, when did you I know, growing up in Alabama, it was a part of your young life. But when did you get involved here in Nashville with the Boys and Girls Club?
It's relatively new. I got involved with them through the Anchor Impact.
Okay.
They just asked me what program I want to work with, and of course, Boys and Girls Club. So, so I'd say we've been working together for about 4 months.
Okay.
So, not longer at all. So.
Well, that's good because, I mean, any opportunity you can get, and I've always said this and I felt this way, that any place that whether you're spending 4 years of your college years, and in your case, a little bit longer because of the COVID, or you've made your roots here from a professional standpoint, which I have, you do yourself or your city a disservice if you have a platform and don't use that platform to help out within the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the platform is humongous, especially like you're saying, us being athletes and being like a university at Vanderbilt that have many resources. So, just using your platform, being able to shed light, especially on causes like the Boys and Girls Club or any other cause. It's me personally, like you were saying, I think it's huge for the athletes, especially somebody in the SEC program, to shed light on many causes. So.
Now, what was because I've been through it. I know Willie has been through it. New coach, the coach is trying to feel their way through the team and trying to figure out what team do they have. What was your first impression of Coach Lee?
Actually, everybody asked me this, but I actually knew Coach Lee. He recruited me when he was at Notre Dame, so we already had like this relationship there. But I remember Coach Lee first calling me is when my mom had died. He just like checked up on me, seeing how I was. So ever since then, we just came like close and close. Like he always checked up on me. He was there for me. His doors are always open. So he came kind of like a father figure to me, especially here in Nashville. So it's just been nothing but love and respect between us. He's a great guy, a great leader, a great mentor. So I have a lot to say about him. Good things. So.
So how has the off-season program been for you? I know you just told Willie, man, they just ran us to death. And believe me, I remember those days. Like you don't want to do anything else afterwards. What has the off-season been like for you?
It's been great. We got back 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we got all the guys back. But it's just been a steady grind. We know we got goals this year, and we want to reach those goals. So, yeah, it's just been constant work, constant preparation. So, yeah, just honing in on our skills, honing in on our playbook. Yeah, just learning more about ourselves and what we need to do to get to our goals. So,
we're talking to Vanderbilt safety DeRicky Wright. He's here at First Horizon Park working with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Middle Tennessee. And first of all, Derek, I want to know, who is the tallest safety you ever
I'm
played
against? I'm
looking
at him.
So
like
DeRicky is 6'4". And so what was your original position? Because you
Okay, so, yeah, I came in as a safety. Then my sophomore year when Coach Lee first came, he wanted me to try out at our anchor position. And then last year, Coach Howell, he recruited me at Virginia, too, as a safety. And he was just like, man, we want you in the back with your skills, with your you being able to get any ball that's thrown. So, yeah, I came in as a safety, transitioned to anchor my sophomore year. And then last year, shoot, I played field, anchor, and boundary. So, just everything. So.
And it had an outstanding year. And yes, sir. So, DeRicky, I want to ask you, too, that COVID year, right? It was tough for all of us, right, mm-hmm. in a lot of different ways, but especially football-wise, all of the protocols, and obviously it was a tough year. Just to see where it's gone in the 2 years since Clark Lee, that's got to be pretty satisfying that you've had some building blocks here, and hopefully there's more to come.
Yeah, it's extremely exciting. Like you were saying, like, the COVID year is probably the hardest year of football I had in my life. And then the year after, like, we only just won 2 games. And then last year, like, we made a jump. Finally got some SEC wins. So, yeah, we just using the building blocks from last year. We know what we need to do to be better, to win more games. So, yeah, a lot of expectations this year. So.
Yeah. You mentioned this, too. You on top of all the other things during COVID, I think that's when you lost your mom. Right, and so that had to a lot of soul searching there, where you are, and you know, when are we going to come out of this? So sticking at Vanderbilt, I know Coach Lee certainly appreciate it. I do as a Vanderbilt fan because you need all the good players that you can get. But that had to be not an easy time for you, obviously.
Yeah, it wasn't. I went through a lot of personal doubts, mental doubts. But, yeah, I just had, like, a great community around me, especially at Vanderbilt, man. Like, they actually stepped up, helped me, helped my family raise enough money to pay for my mama's funeral and stuff like that. So,
cool.
Just the community around here, and then, like, the coaching staff and my teammates, like, I can't appreciate them more for what they have done for me, especially the times that I went through while I was here. So just a huge shout out to them and just the Vanderbilt community for stepping in and helping a young kid that they didn't even know. So
now we have talked a ton, as you can imagine, about Will Levis and Anthony Richardson and all of the stuff leading up to the draft. Are the Titans going to get a quarterback? Where are all these guys going to go? Now, you have firsthand experience, and believe me, I shout it very loud that Vanderbilt beat both Florida
yes,
and Kentucky
does.
Last year. They know this.
Willie was holding it down for the Dorr family.
I was like, beat them both. Beat them both. But now, of course, Will Levis is here for the Titans here. What was it like playing against him?
Yeah, we came in. We knowing Will Levis, he's a phenomenal player, has huge upside with his arm strength and everything. But we know that as a team, like, we can compete anywhere or against anybody. We just knew that if we did our job, especially at a high level, everybody doing that 1 of 11, we knew that we'll be able to be in the battle, be able to win. And that's what we did. So, yeah, yes, sir.
So should Titans fans be excited? Like, when you scouted against him, like, what jumps out?
It says in his draft report, like, his arm, like, man can throw the ball. Like, we was playing, it was snowing, it was cold, and, like, man, when he threw the ball, you could just see the zip just coming off of him, so. And he's a pretty impressive guy, like, stature-wise, too, so.
We've seen the mirror pics.
Yes.
DeRicky Wright is with us, Vanderbilt safety. You've talked a lot about the goals for the team this year, maybe your own personal goals, the team's goals. What are those exactly?
We know last year we came up short. We felt like 1 or 2 games we could have won to make it to a bowl game. Mm-hmm. But we just want to do more than just make a bowl game. We want to be one of the best teams that ever came through Vanderbilt. So, pushing ourselves to be the best. And then just achieve high. So.
Clark Lee was on our station a couple weeks ago, and he said, we don't want to be a Vanderbilt team that tries to play the easiest schedule. We want to be a power in the SEC. We want to play the best of the SEC because we want to be the best of the SEC. How does that make you feel, hearing that from your head coach?
And feels great, and it makes you feel even great when you know he believes in himself. We talk about that every week, that we want to be a team. We want to be one of the top teams. When you talk about Alabama, when you talk about Georgia, when you talk about those teams, we want Vanderbilt to be up there one day. So we know we have some work to do, and I promise you we put in the work every day. So, yeah, it's extremely exciting. And you also have guys in the building that actually believe that we can get there to that point. So.
So you're awfully involved with the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. How can people get involved if they'd like to, or donate, or maybe learn a little bit more about what this organization is doing and your involvement in it?
Yeah, if you want to learn anything about the organization, you can look up on their website at bgctn.org, or if you want to donate, it could be bgc.